The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's feast, of course, one of the great original apostles, one of the 11, and later in the Acts, one of the 12. Thomas, of course, is most noted, unfortunately, for the fact that he was the doubter. And of course, there can be no doubt that he probably was a doubter, because it would have been completely gratuitous to write this up in sacred scripture if he were not, and to have his reputation be so defined. But he was a doubter, and there was no doubt, you know, there he has that skeptical sort of bent to him. And, you know, he's not going to be taken in, as it were, by any good news, Pollyanna stuff. He's going to be hold out to the end with the bad news and Murphy's Law. And that was kind of the mentality. You can almost feel it when he's saying, I am not going to believe until I stick my fingers right into the nail prints in his hands. And you can sort of, you know, the drama is pretty clear. He has been disappointed. He has been just so severely let down. It's just hard for him to kind of, crawl, as it were, up over his, you know, the crucified Christ, to come back to a kind of a belief in who he believed Jesus to be in the ministry. And even when his own friends and fellow apostles say, we've seen him, you know, we all saw him. This is the thing about Thomas, you know, I'm not going to believe any of you guys either until I get the full on, you know, apparition here. So Jesus comes and says, go ahead, you know, put your fingers right on in, you know. And Thomas is like the perfect Blaise Pascal advocate. Pascal once said, the skeptic who comes over the line becomes the most passionate evangelist. And so we have Thomas, a skeptic, who comes over the line, won't even believe his own friends, won't even believe, you know, the people he's, been, you know, on ministry with for 3 years. And when Jesus appears, he gives the most ardent testimony and confession of Jesus, not only his resurrection, but his divinity instantly. Ha kurias mu, ha theos mu, the Lord of me, the God of me, right? You know, I mean, God with the definite article, and the Lord with the definite article is just this complete affirmation of Jesus's divinity. And you can see that Jesus, of course, understands the skeptic, understands Thomas's great disappointment, his inability amidst his depression practically to crawl over, you know, the that bound, you know, of you know, his loss of hope. And then when Jesus restores it, it's almost as if when he restores it, he's just giving, you know, Thomas the ability to not only get what he had lost back, but to know one thing clearly: never doubt again. Never allow this kind of disappointment to make you lose hope again. And he goes leaping, like Blaise Pascal says, right into this, you know, confession, which is the confession of all confessions of Jesus's divinity. And again, it's the love of Jesus. It's his coming to Thomas right in his weakness and his skepticism and his loss of hope that restores Thomas, and Thomas repays him 100-fold. Now, of course, the actual historically verifiable story of Thomas
right, sort of tapers down at this juncture. We know very little. If we look at the ecclesiastical histories of Eusebius, there's a strong tradition that Thomas actually went outside of the Roman Empire. So while Peter and Paul and several of the apostles were staying within the Roman Empire, right, Thomas was one of the few that actually took the ministry, the evangelization, beyond the Roman Empire. And it was said that Thomas went down to India. Well, of course, you know, you read this sometimes in an ecclesiastical history that's been written 3 centuries after Jesus. You think to yourself, did he really get down there? Well, of course, we know that when the Jesuit missionaries got down to Goa down there, and they discovered that there were all these Christians that were sitting there in southern India, and they said, "Well, who evangelized you?" And these southern Indians go, "Well, St. Thomas." And they had kept this faith alive, even though they did not have, in some cases, priests in some of those areas for a century. The faith stayed alive, the Christian faith. They were like catechized. They'd kept everything alive in their heart through the word that they had received initially, seemingly, from St. Thomas. Well, what's the point of the whole feast? Of course, the point is that God comes to us in the time of our need. And when he comes to us when we're down and out and we're just about ready to, you know, as the disciples on the road to Emmaus saying, we were hoping that he was going to be this guy, but they crucified him, you know. And of course, Jesus comes right there, ushers himself right in with both love and power and spirit. And of course, you see Thomas, who willingly gives his life to spread the gospels literally to the end of the earth. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.